Car.
Woo!
A parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. We are your hosts, Crystal and Barry Ricks.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo, we're back after a month-long sabbatical.
Hiatus.
Oh, that.
Sabbatical seems like we are off doing something nice and important, but we were just...
We were moving and going to hospitals and Christmas.
And we'll talk about that. So let's, so there's going to be... Let's talk about some other things too. So we're hoping to take the clown car and make it greater.
You'll notice the intro's different.
The intro's different and the outro will probably be different too.
Ooh.
But it's just, we want to, try some new things, tell us if they work.
Plus, we got totally sick of that stinking song.
Yes, and I'm
it's
sure
like
you
always
did, too.
In my head.
And we thought... And we thought about it, too. Like, what if a new listener pulls up the podcast, and the first thing they hear is... And we're like, well, that could kind of be a turnoff.
delete.
So we found something a little bit more peppy and something that we felt like was like you were cruising down the road to this fun song and
in a car full of chaos
of clowns. but also there's some other things we've been brainstorming on how we can possibly create extra content for the clown car. That's still in the brainstorming session, so nothing's official. But we're trying to think of new and exciting things we could do this year to make the clown car even greater.
Bam.
So.
Wow, that ties right into our future topic.
I know, but we'll do that later. But let's talk.
We should jump there right
now.
About
the stories of not necessarily the week, but let's talk about the stories of the month.
Let's talk about our crazy circus.
Let's do it. So, it's been insane, kind of. That's why we didn't record for a month because... Like Crystal said, we moved, and we didn't move very far. We only moved like two blocks, but
streets away.
But you'd be surprised how much time and effort and chaos that can create with four kids, even if you're moving two blocks away.
Right.
And now we're
in the dead of winter.
Yes.
50 degrees.
Oh no, so cold. but we're still trying to get our house in order, and we bought. What we like to term a fixer-upper. But we are glad we did that because that allows us to put it in the way that we want to do it. So
now we call it fixer-upper. There's got to be a better term because nothing's broken.
Yeah, nothing's broken. It's not bad.
It's just 80s.
How about not fixer-upper, but we bought something that...
We bought an 80s house.
We bought a house that we could make our own easier.
Right. So a lot of cosmetic work, but
yes.
Nothing... Broken.
Nothing. Yeah.
We're not doing anything
except
crazy.
The water heater.
Except the dang water heater.
The water heater was broken. But
we're not talking about that.
I installed that with the help of my Crystal's dad because he's awesome.
I love how you say that like it's manly.
What?
My dad helped me install a water heater.
Hey. Dad and sons, they do things together.
It was awesome.
Manly
y'all
things.
Y'all did a great job.
And so that's one of my things this year is to be more manly, and fix things,
right?
And make things. But we'll talk about that a little bit later because it ties into our topic once again. But let's talk about some of the
that
things.
That should be our title of this episode. But we'll talk about
we'll
that
talk
later.
We'll talk about that later. We'll do that. So we had Christmas. Christmas happened. And, Santa came and brought gifts to the kids and we had
like he does
and but Santa brought some gifts for the kids that turned out that these gifts were a bad idea. And the gifts I'm referring
Santa.
To is each child received a Nerf sword from Santa this year. And these
best idea ever. Santa,
these toys have And yeah, it's like their favorite thing to play with, but every single time, and this is not an exaggeration, every single time...
Within 5 minutes.
Someone gets whacked in the face or somewhere and crying. So we've gotten to the point where we're just like,
If you take these swords...
We've already taken them away.
We've taken them away several times because they keep beating on each other. But when we give them back, we finally gotten to the point where we're just like, okay, if you play with these swords together, and if someone starts crying, we've told them, don't come out to us.
Right, because this isn't... These swords aren't like a soft pool noodle.
Yeah.
They're like hard.
Hey, even pool noodles
foam.
Can hurt.
Right, but they're a little squishier. I don't know how to...
It's foam with basically a PVC pipe in it.
Yeah, and so they're hard.
It can still hurt. But so we tell them, don't come out to us, cry, take a break, and stay in your rooms or go to your room and chill out. And that's actually kind of worked a little bit. Like, even our three-year-old, he's come out and started crying to me, and I just look at him like, I said, go chill in your room. And he does. He goes to his room and, you know, cries for about 5 minutes, relaxes surprisingly by himself. And then he comes out. He's like, Daddy, I'm done crying. And I'm
right.
Like,
he always says that.
I'm like, okay, go play. And he's like, okay.
And the tattling. Oh, the tattling. Like, he just hit my leg. I'm like, well, what do you expect?
You're playing with swords.
You're swinging a big sword at him.
Of course he's going to hit you.
I know. We haven't been very...
Santa... You may have been wrong in that decision.
Yeah.
But it was like on their list, Santa's list, like, I want a sword.
Yeah.
So well, on more than one of our children's lists.
Well, especially on our 7-year-old. She is a special kid. She doesn't like toys. She likes books. She likes drawing. But her Christmas list was like 3 things.
Yeah.
And one of them was a sword. And so we're like, Santa, get the sword.
Yeah.
You got to get her something.
Yep. And she likes it, but she also cries a lot from it.
A lot. Anyway, great idea.
Good job, Santa.
We recommend that to everybody. Buy swords!
No.
Yay!
Don't buy swords. So, yeah. So that happened. But the rest of the Christmas presents turned out really well. And including Christmas presents by us that, you know, were actually from Mommy and Daddy. We bought family gifts. And a lot of those family gifts were board games.
Yeah, we've mentioned before how we got a very late birthday check.
Right?
A very late birthday check from a relative well after our kids' birthdays back in August. And so we were like, hey, let's use this for Christmas. And we ended up spending it all on board games.
Yeah, which turned out to be awesome because pretty much every board game that we bought has been a hit.
Right, except for the one we have not played.
We haven't played one yet because it seems the rules may be a little bit difficult for the kids to play. So we're going to try it first and then...
But we do have some Rick's recommends.
Yes. Clown Car recommends.
What? That's not as catchy as
Rick's.
Isn't
it? Rick's I don't know. But so here are some of the games that we have purchased that turned out to be lots of fun. There's a game called Hey, That's My Fish. And you play as penguins. And you try to get as many fish as you can. When you move in straight lines on hexagon shapes, and every single time you move off of a hexagon, you remove it so it melts the ice.
The
iceberg.
To cut everyone off.
You try to collect fish while cutting people off, and it turned out to be a lot of fun. Like so much fun that we're like, we could play this ourselves,
right?
Without the kids and enjoy it.
But this one has like 68. Little teeny tiles.
Lots of pieces.
So, if you're afraid that your kid's going to eat them or lose them, don't buy it.
Yeah. But we would recommend it. It's lots of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Next one was called Roasted and Toasted. Essentially, you are camping and you're roasting marshmallows. And the goal is to start your fire, get a marshmallow on your stick, roast your marshmallow. But then there's other cards that people can play it where they roast your marshmallow instead of toast it. You want to toast.
Instead of burn it.
And you can put out their fires and stuff like that. Now, in my opinion, this game turned out to be a big hit with the kids.
Yeah. Our girls, it's like their favorite one.
But I didn't really dig this one that much. Like,
right.
I was kind of like, meh, it's okay. But
it's for younger kids,
It's for too. Younger kids, but it... Our kids liked it, and that was the most important thing. But we did try to get games as much as possible that we could enjoy playing as well.
No Candyland.
That's right.
But it goes fast, so even if it's torture, it's not that bad. I don't call that a recommend.
No, I wouldn't say that's a recommend. but we did get it.
Yeah.
Next one called is called Castle Panic. Now, this one we played a long time ago, and we really liked it, and Grayson has been wanting it for a long time. We bought it, and it's lots of fun. You play... It's a co-op game, so you're actually on a team trying to fend off the monsters to crash into your castle. And it can get pretty intense at times. It's lots of fun.
Not for little kids.
Not for little kids. I would say 8 up. 8 plus.
Yeah. Well, I'd say like 9 or 10.
9 or 10. Depending on, I guess, your kid. But
it's fun.
It is fun.
I actually love that game.
We recommend that one. Next one's called Rally Up.
This you should buy.
This is a fun one, and even our, you know, down to our 3-year-old can play this one. you have a big deck of circle cards. It's kind of in the family of the game Spot It. If you've ever played Spot It,
mm-hmm.
where you have circle cards and everyone flips over a card at the same time, and there's different there's only a single object on your card, but everyone places it down, and what you have to do is match categories. So there's like fruits, candy, monuments, instruments, monsters,
vehicles,
you know, stuff like that. Plants. And so the first person be like, oh, monsters, because there's more than one monster. They get to collect all the monsters that were there if they said it first. And it's lots of fun.
Yeah, if you have... I would say this is great for younger kids.
Yes. Well, like we said,
even our 9-year-old, like, it's just fun.
It is fun.
I like it, too.
Even we enjoy it.
I like it a lot.
That's right.
I'd play this with grown-ups.
That's right. Another one that is not a commonly known game, it's called Dragonwood. And lots of fun. Now, this one's for older age kids. Although our 7-year-old played with us, and she handled it pretty well with some help and guidance. But our 9-year-old played it just fine by himself. And essentially, you are adventurers, and you're trying to slay monsters for points. And
it's kind of like Phase 10, but you get to kill stuff.
But it's also kind of a game of chance, because you have to roll dice to help you slay the monsters. And so, but it's lots of fun. We've played it a few times now, and every single time, it's different and enjoyable. So for older kids...
And I would play this with grown-ups. I liked it that much.
Yeah, I'd play it with grown-ups, too. It would be lots of fun. And so older kids, but I would recommend that game, too. Last one is Apples to Apples Junior. So we have regular Apples to Apples, but we're like, oh, let's try the junior one. Maybe it'd be more enjoyable for the kids to play that. You know what? This one is more enjoyable for me to play with. Because it has all... It has way more pop culture references and fun kid references that we get and we understand, and, you know, references cartoons, kid movies, fun things. I guess the adult version, you have like a lot of historical figures and other things. You're like, oh, but
history.
But that's not a bad thing. But this one, I actually would rather play Apples to Apples Junior than regular Apples to Apples, just because of the cards that were in it. It was so much fun. And it had, like, tons of superheroes in it and stuff like that. I'm like, this is awesome!
Yeah. Recommended.
Recommend.
You're missing something, though.
Did I miss one?
You did. Ninja Turtles Matching.
Oh. Memory. Yes.
Memory.
Memory.
Wow.
Ninja Turtles.
I didn't have the memory to remember the title of it.
Ninja Turtles Memory, which we got specifically for our 3-year-old Jackson. And he loves playing that game. What we've... I don't know. Played it a dozen times
everyone
already.
Loves it. It's for some reason they love it way more than regular Memory.
Yeah,
with, like, you know, the ice cream cones and the kitties.
And so, yeah, so some games for maybe you and your family to check out.
Yes, definitely. We love board games.
Yes.
So Barry mentioned Christmas, but before Christmas, while we're moving into our house,
yes,
a lot of our close people know this, but our 9-year-old got a nasty weird infection on his ear.
On his ear.
On his
Not
ear.
Not in his ear, but
on the top of his ear.
Yeah.
And for a week, I had to keep him out of school because the doctor wanted me to bring him in every single day to check on it. Because they wanted...
To monitor it.
Yeah, they wanted to admit him in the hospital, but they couldn't fit him in, so I just had to take him back every day.
They put him on some heavy antibiotics and gave him a shot as well, and... Yeah, every day, but lo and behold, it didn't get better.
You're totally stealing my story.
I'm just adding to it.
Anyway, yes, it didn't get better. It started looking better and then it got worse. And I texted a picture of it to our doctor and she called me like immediately and said, let's send him to the hospital in Texas. So
to the hospital 2 hours away.
Yeah. And she was like, go now. And so we hurried, ran home, packed up some stuff. Then we
we packed up stuff.
Oh, yeah. We didn't pack anything.
We packed up stuff for our kids. The three younger ones that were going to go to grandma and grandpa's house.
Right.
And we barely packed anything for ourselves because we had no idea what was going to happen, how long we would be there.
I thought they'd send us home the next morning.
Or something like that. But it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah. So we had to run errands. I mean, it took us like an hour or two really to get everything situated because it was kind of like, oh, we're going to the hospital. And so we leave our kids with grandparents, drive to the hospital, get there at 7 p.m. at night, and they hook them all up and get them in bed. And we're looking around like, where do we sleep? There's one chair. And they're like, well,
the chair folds out into a bed.
Only because of fire hazard, only one parent can basically sleep in here. But you guys can stay if you want to.
Well, no. Because of fire hazards, they can only put one extra bed, which is the chair thing, so they couldn't bring like in another bed for me if I wanted to sleep in there.
Right. So Barry tried to sleep on the windowsill and I had to sleep on this chair. Oh, you did the first night you slept there on the windowsill.
I did.
On a big hard wooden beam. And the next day the doctor walks in and he was like, you know that chair reclines all the way, right?
Like,
because we worked on it forever.
Like folds out into a bed and we're like, what? And then we popped it out and we're like, oh, okay. But they didn't show us all the way. So Crystal ended up sleeping with Grayson in his hospital bed. And I slept on the couch thing, sort of extended. But then a different doctor came in the next day and be like, you know, that extends to a full bed, right? And I tried that, you know, I'm like, what? I was upset. I was like, I didn't get a good night's sleep. And I tried to extend it. And then finally, I'm just like, and just like hulked it and like pulled it out and it extended to a full bed.
But the whole time, I'm like, why did no one come in here and show us how to work this blasted bed?
Right.
But anyway, we're not complaining too much. But so we ended up being there for 3 days. We had no clothes.
We didn't pack any extra clothes for us. Any, like, no.
Well, we did bring pajamas because I said, grab your pajama pants.
Right.
And so I'm in my yoga pants and a hoodie. And then the third day, I said, I was so stressed out. It was a bad day. We had some bad news. Anyway, so I was like, I'm going to take a shower. And I go in there and there's nowhere to put my clothes, but people are coming in and out. So I wasn't going to walk out clothesless and say, here, hold on to these. So I try to stuff my clothes onto the top of the toilet and my hoodie falls into the toilet. And I wasn't even wearing a shirt underneath. I was like, well, I guess I'm going to be naked. And I really thought, I'm going to have to wear a stinking hospital gown for the day.
But she wore my hoodie.
I know, because you had a shirt underneath. But anyway, it was like, really? In the toilet? So it was just so frustrating.
Yeah. But positive note, Grayson's all better. And
right, he had to go into surgery.
He had to take a minor surgery to make an incision to drain out all the gunk and
cut out all the nasty stuff.
Infected ear. And then we went home, and then 2 days later it was Christmas.
Right, crazy. And so, and then with those stupid swords, the kids keep hitting him in his surgical site. And it's like,
whacked
I will
in the
kill
ear
you.
On his surgical site, a few times. And we're just like,
if you think that hurts, see what I'll do to you if you hit him again.
Right.
But it's been crazy. And all through December, I've been reading a Christmas book to the kids. And when Grayson went to the hospital, I was like, well, there goes my ideal Christmas time, was finishing this book, watching the movie. And so on Christmas Eve, I think, was it Eve or was it the night before Eve? The Eve.
It was the 23rd.
The Eve of the Eve.
Yeah.
I'm like, sit down. And I read 4 chapters to the kids, like, you will finish this dang story, because I started it, and I'm going to finish it.
And then we watched the movie.
And it was adorable.
Super adorable.
It was. It was cute.
It's cute.
You just don't like it because it didn't have dragons and magic.
That's right. There was no slaying involved.
But I read the best Christmas pageant ever. Because my teacher read that to me in fourth grade, and I remember loving it. And we watched that same movie filmed in the 80s.
Yep.
Good times.
You can find it on YouTube.
I'm a very sentimental person.
But with Christmas comes Christmas vacation, which means that's 2 weeks of the kids not going to school because, you know, they don't go to school for the New Year's holiday as well. So for 2 weeks, they're home. And by the end of 2 weeks, we truly understand the Christmas song that talks about, and mom and dad can't wait till school starts again, because it was true.
Yeah.
Well, and we're like, what are we going to do during the summer?
Oh, I know. Well, go to the pool.
Yeah, go out.
Leave our house.
Go outside and do something.
In our town, we don't have any access to indoor anything. We have a McDonald's playground and a Burger King playground and Walmart. And if once you do those five times a day, it's old news.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
But, yeah, and Christmas break didn't start until
the 23rd.
Yeah. So that's 2 weeks after Christmas.
Yeah.
2 weeks of,
it would have been nice if a week before Christmas, and then they went back right after New Year's, because then at least the first week, they still have all the hype of
Christmas. Magic's still there.
But no, right after Christmas, the 2 weeks, and they're just like, I'm bored.
Yeah, and I get hit really hard with post-Christmas blues, what I would call it, I guess. Like, the day after Christmas, I have to take my tree down or else I feel really sad. So we hurried and got all the decorations down, and then it was like, what's the point, January? Like,
forget you, 2017.
Nothing to do. It was rough. I had a rough time. I don't have very many happy stories, but school started.
Yeah, woo!
I love my kids. We did do some things, but I just...
Something that we watched with the kids, though, that was a highlight, is we watched on Netflix a Netflix original cartoon called Trollhunters.
Oh my goodness.
It was so good.
I love it.
Like,
so much.
We liked it so much, we were like, should we just watch this without the kids? And eventually, actually, the show kind of did get kind of scary, so be forewarned for you with younger kids. It got to the point where our 9-year-old...
all the kids.
All the kids.
Scary.
So, but yeah, we really liked it.
It was scary that they wanted to stop. So we were like, yes, now we can watch it on our own time.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it.
Yeah. So parents, you should just watch it by yourself because it's good.
Well, and some parents are a little more lenient with what they let their kids watch. So if you're one of those parents,
there's no judging here.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying our kids aren't used to that kind of stuff because we're really strict on what they watch.
Yeah.
And so, but man, I loved it so much.
Yeah. Like,
so much.
Can't wait till season two next year. Or at the end of this year, I should say.
Yeah. I guess other things that we did was we painted our kids' rooms after we got brand new carpet in. That was fun. And I only spilled on the carpet once with paint, bright blue paint.
It came out.
Still stressful.
So, but also house things is what, like, we have done projects on the house, like, and completed them. And it's been fun. Like, I made a coat rack and we transformed our dresser into an entertainment center. I made picture frames and floating shelves and... You know, it's been, I feel like an accomplished handyman. And because I was able, to, you know, I said I'd build these things, I was able to buy manly tools. So I have man tools.
Yo.
So saws and drills and stuff. But it's been fun to be able to create these things for our home and make it more ours.
Make mama happy.
That's right.
Because when mama's happy, everyone's happy.
That's right.
That's what he's doing.
So, yeah, and now that school has started and the spring is coming, or lack thereof spring, I don't know. But now we have to figure out if we want to put our kids into soccer.
Oh, I know.
So we have the whole, should we put our kids into soccer thing? Because it's, if, you know, do we put three kids into soccer? That way...
Or do we keep our sanity?
Or, well, because with three kids, you have three different soccer practices. And then on Saturday, because
three pairs of cleats you have to buy.
Because on Saturday, all games are on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you have three different games you have to go in, hoping that none of them are at the same time.
Right.
And, so we're thinking about it. But our couple of our kids really want to be involved in sports. And I loved sports growing up as a kid. But I was also the youngest, and all the other kids, all my siblings never really played sports, but I was really big into sports. And I think it's a positive thing in a kid's life. And so
That's debatable.
There's a big... it's a very positive thing if you don't get all
crazy. You know what else is
crazy?
Positive? Spending time with your family.
Yeah.
Not at the field. You know how I feel about this. Don't look like you're surprised.
Okay, big downer.
No, I'm a big fan of family time.
Well, you have family time enjoying the game.
That is not family time.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, Barry, you're ruffling feathers.
Careful.
Feather ruffling.
Might be offending people.
I'm fine with sports. And I'll be fine when our kids are in high school sports. But right now, why?
Because it's fun?
Exactly. Is that a purpose? Does that grow you as a person?
Yes.
Lots of things are fun. Doesn't mean we have to do them all.
Anyway.
Just saying.
I'm done with my list.
The last thing that we wanted to talk about was, well, I have to clarify. I played soccer as a kid. Okay?
No, you didn't. You chased butterflies.
No, I played soccer many years. That's why I'm so good at it today. Anyway, so our kids, we've lived in a rental something for the last 5 or 6 years, and we've always told our kids that when we own our own house, we'll get a pet. And now we own our own house, and our kids are like, well, where's the pet? And so...
They didn't forget.
We are pretty firm believers in not enabling our kids or making them feel entitled.
They have to earn stuff.
Yeah, and I feel like a pet is not a privilege. It is a responsibility.
Huge responsibility.
And so...
Because they're going to take care of it.
I feel like I sound like a downer. We should just go buy our kids a puppy.
No.
Dig it.
They need to earn that
puppy.
While
they play soccer. But anyway, so we have created the cats.
No, you created the cats.
We created it together. But I'll take credit
if you
want to. I
hope you create the name.
No.
That's about it.
I came up with the name and I said, what do you like more? So, the cats is... Chores and things.
Chores and things.
It was between clean and tidy and chores and things.
But we wanted to say cats because that's the number one pet our kids want.
Yeah, our kids want a cat.
They want a cat.
We want a dog. Kids want a cat.
So we'll probably end up with both eventually.
And then some turtles and a hamster and you know, fish.
Hawk and an anaconda.
Emu.
A bear.
In the future. But today we're doing cats. So our kids have a regular chore chart, but I noticed that in our other house that it wasn't keeping the house clean.
Right.
And
well,
so,
because we only had very little for them to do each day, and we're like, they need to do more because
right.
Our house isn't being clean, their rooms aren't staying clean.
Right. So we just stepped up the chores. I mean, just a little bit. It takes like.
Well,
less than 20 minutes to do
but,
the
but
early.
Now they have their everyday chores, and then
right.
And then they have on their different. Then they have their special chores on certain days, like you know, deep clean the bathroom, deep clean your bedrooms. You know.
Right, because if we can't even keep our own house clean, how are we going to take care of a pet?
Right,
that's what I say. So that's what we're doing. We're working on cats, and we said at the end of the school year, if you have kept up with your cats, and we're working on a little chart. I have little paw print stickers. It's adorable. But if they stick to the chores, then we're going to buy a cat.
That's right.
Yay.
And a dog.
And an anaconda.
And a bear.
And an emu.
So, but yeah, no, it will be a good growing or something experience.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
At least cats don't die really easy.
They could.
I'm just saying, it might stay alive in our house.
Maybe.
Those triops are still alive.
That's right. Go triops.
Our kids got some triops for Christmas, and They're all alive.
They're still, well.
Except that time I killed most of them.
There's three of them alive.
I tried to pour more water in it, and it may have killed all the babies.
But you don't know that.
I'm assuming that's why they died.
No, the big one just ate them all.
Yes.
Because that sounds better.
It does.
So.
Although killing them all goes with me being a downer theme.
No.
I killed the babies.
But, you know, with Christmas, there inevitably comes New Year's. And with New Year's inevitably comes resolutions or goals.
I was wondering where you're going with this. Comes Valentine's Day.
Comes Valentine's Day. No. Well, Martin Luther King. Anyway. We wanted to talk about goals and how you can set goals with your kids and actually have them set goals. And we kind of briefly talked about already talking about the cats. Their goal was they wanted a pet. Okay, well, here are the steps you need to take to obtain your goal. Of course, we've had set goals for ourselves and set goals for, you know, family and everything.
And it's the 15th and we're still doing it.
Yay! Wait until March. But we found an article that it's titled 5 Tips for Teaching Kids How to Set Goals. You know, just helping them to be able to accomplish things more in a organized manner, I guess you could say. So, the step number 1 is set a SMART goal. Now, we've all heard of the SMART goal or SMART other things. There's many different variations of the SMART thing, but the author touches on that. But she says that for her kids, this SMART goal worked for them. And it stands for specific, measurable, adjustable, realistic, and timely. And then she talks about how, you know, you present a goal and you tell your kids, well, does it meet all those specifications? Because it's easy to say, like, you know, I will do this. Well, how will you do that? Can you measure how you do that? Is it realistic? Like, I'm not going to, like, make $1 million this year. So that's not realistic. You have to have realistic goals.
Or I'm going to have abs.
That's right. And then you're going to have, you have to set a time frame on it. Like, when are you going to accomplish these things?
Well, and I like that because how easy is it to say, I'm going to be healthy for the rest of my life.
Right. I'm going to get healthy this year. But it's just like, no, you say,
I need to break it down into time.
I'm going to, you know, work out once a week and lose 15 pounds by July 4th or something like that. You have to set those things because you could just say, I'm going to do this. Well, when are you going to accomplish it?
Mm-hmm.
Because and you can't cop out and say, well, I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. Be like, no, it doesn't work like that. So,
yeah. It can.
It can. But for our resolutions and our goals that we set inevitably every New Year's, so try the method of, for you and for your kids, to be specific, measurable, adjustable, realistic, and timely. SMART.
Number 2 is find someone who can help. Which
find a buddy.
It's old news. Buddy!
Buddy!
Anyway, so find someone that can help you out and be your cheerleader and your, you know...
Confidant.
Yeah. Which I think makes sense because it's so much easier, like... Well, let's say losing weight.
Yes.
It's so much easier to stay on track when you have someone either doing it or someone you can talk to.
Or, yeah, someone helping you, like, monitor it. Be like, you know, how are you doing?
Right.
You know, and then you're like, oh, I have to be accountable to someone? Ugh.
Accountable. That's the word I was trying to think of.
So find someone, you know, create a goal buddy.
Yes.
All right. Number 3, set goals that are based on action, not circumstance. And the example the author uses is, the child will say, I will not get angry at my little brother. And they're like, well, that isn't really measurable, but maybe you could change it to, I will play with my brother for 30 minutes after school every day. You know, that's a measurable goal and everything. So,
and it's an action.
And it's an action. So instead of us as parents being like, I will be angry, I will not get so angry with my kids. You know, that's like, okay, that's nice to say, well, how are you going to, you know, there's no real action behind that. So maybe it's, okay, well,
I maybe kind of going along the same vein there is I will play a board game with my kids every night, or I will read them a book every night, mm-hmm. type of thing, to help bond us so I don't yell at them all the time.
I love how we were chose this because it's about getting kids to make goals, but we're just relating it all
it's
to
all
ourselves.
About us too. It's important for you parents
really,
to set goals too.
We're just using this as a guise to get you to make better goals.
That's right. So, number three, set goals that are based on action.
Number four, write it down.
Write it down.
And you've all heard that you're more likely to keep a goal when you write it. So, write it.
Well, it's kind of like, write it down and like, put it somewhere visible where you're going to see it, whether it's like on your mirror or like as your screensaver on your phone or something like that.
Yeah, I saw one of my friends, she posted back in December saying, I've got all my New Year's goals on my wall or surrounded by positive quotes. And I was like, oh, you do that? Like,
that's a thing?
Am I supposed to put quotes on my wall? Which I think I should because...
No, it's good.
It's good.
Yeah. So write it down. And last, number five, model good goal setting behavior. So essentially be a good example to your kids. They can't learn to set good goals if they see their parents setting goals, never accomplishing them,
right.
or not setting a good goal in the first place. So,
well, and I think going along with modeling good goal setting behavior is you should involve your kids with your goals.
Or at least tell them what your goal is. Be like, hey guys, I want to accomplish this. And so I want you to help me with that.
Right. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
We did sit down as a family and say, okay, what are Rick's family New Year's resolutions? Let's write them down. And I can't remember them all, but I was like, that's not really a goal.
Yeah, it was kind of like, that doesn't work.
My favorite one was Lacey said,
Let's go to lunch.
Let's go out to eat as a family at McDonald's. And we're like, done.
Done.
We're the best goalkeepers.
You know what? We've accomplished that already several times.
Yeah, I was like, woo, we are awesome.
So, yeah, but set goals. Be a good goal modeler.
Yes.
Model that goal.
Make a goal to speak better this year.
Yes. Learn English. So, that's it. For the clown car, we're back, and 2017 is going to be awesome, and we want you guys to help make the clown car awesome.
He's back on the rant, people.
That's right. So share this wonderful podcast that you enjoy, because if you enjoy it, someone else will enjoy it. And also,
and together we can change the world.
Change the world.
That's my goal.
But no, like I said, we're still brainstorming new ideas. Maybe we will bring some extra things to the clown car to blow your mind. And yeah, so thank you for listening to the clown car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on all of our social media outlets, but we're most active on Facebook, so chat with us there. Or you can email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com with all your questions. And don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate. And review our show on iTunes, because really that's what helps the show a lot too, is those ratings and reviews. Because shows that have a lot of ratings and reviews, especially 5-star reviews, people, if you feel our show...
Hint, hint.
You know, when people search for, you know, parenting podcasts or, you know, children podcasts or, you know, things like that.
Super awesome podcast.
We will pop up higher in the search results if we have more people reviewing and rating our show. So, make it your goal this year to go over to your iTunes account and simply rate and review our show on iTunes. And until next time,
enjoy your circus.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.